Good morning. Malcolm here, and thank you for joining us for today's devotion.
You are listening to The Morning Devotion, a local program on WYAW 93.5 FM Pooler, Savannah. We are reading from the daily devotional titled Authentic, written by Sean Boonstra and published by Pacific Press. Each reading is meant to be a moment of reflection, a brief peek at one small facet of the stunning picture of Jesus provided to us through the three angels' messages. Our prayer for you is that you will find yourself drawn ever nearer to the one who stepped down from glory to be closer to you.
Our reflection for the month of April is, I accept by faith the righteousness of Christ, my intercessor in the heavenly sanctuary, and accept his promise of transforming grace and power to live a loving, Christ-centered life in my home and before the world. Today's verse is Hebrews, chapter 9, verses 12 through 14. Not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? The title of today's devotion is Old Testament Faith. But first, a song.
Know this, you all know this one. You all know this one. Go ahead. Probably a different arrangement. See, I found out as I traveled and I went around to various different churches, we sung the same songs, but just different arrangements. Like this one. What can wash away my sins? Sing it.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
I said, what can make me whole again? Sing.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Say it again, say it again. I said, what can wash away my sins?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Oh, what can make me whole again?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
I'm singing,
oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other bound I know.
I said,
nothing but the blood of Jesus.
This is all my righteousness. Sing.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Oh, and this is all my hope and peace.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
I'm singing, oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Hey, no other bounds I know.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
One more time. What can wash away my sins? You say,
nothing but the blood of Jesus.
What can make me whole again?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
I'm singing,
oh, precious is the blood that makes me.
Snow and all.
Old Testament believers were saved by keeping the law and performing animal sacrifices, but you and I are under the blood of Christ, the exasperated man told me. We were sitting in the kitchen, studying the Bible together. I agree with you 100%, I answered, that you and I are saved under the blood of Christ, but so were the Old Testament believers. I opened my Bible to the 10th chapter of Hebrews. Listen to this, I explained. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sins. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 4. He had never noticed the verse before, and he grew quiet. In his defense, his understanding of the Old Testament is a very common one. Millions seem to believe that animal sacrifices were actually a way of dealing with sin. The author of Hebrews makes it abundantly clear, however, that the animal sacrifices themselves could do nothing to save lost sinners. The blood that was spilled in the courtyard of the tabernacle was symbolic. It was a tangible object lesson that allowed sinners to look forward by faith to the cross of Christ. It was faith that saved Old Testament sinners, not works. Genesis chapter 15, verse 6, and Romans chapter 4, verse 3, makes it abundantly clear that it was Abraham's faith that accounted it to him for righteousness. The author of Hebrews is speaking to an audience that knew the rites and rituals of the temple well, and he underscores how valuable the imagery of sacrifice had been to help them understand what Jesus was doing in heaven's sanctuary. Today's passage, in essence, is telling us that if the symbolic rituals that pointed forward by faith to Jesus were so effective in securing forgiveness, just imagine how solid the plan of salvation is, now that we can see the real high priest applying his own blood to you in heaven's sanctuary. The Old Testament believers had the security of watching the blood of animals carried into the sanctuary, knowing that if they were repentant, they would be declared forgiven and innocent and would be permitted to remain in the presence of God. You and I need to be no less certain or secure. The Bible reminds us that heaven's sanctuary and high priest are not mere shadows, but are an even greater reality. And now, a song.
Yeah. strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows strength from day to day. It will never lose. It will never lose. It will never lose its
Thank you for joining us for today's devotion. We are reading from the daily devotion titled Authentic by Sean Boonstra. For more information on this devotional, Sean Boonstra, or to hear any devotions you may have missed, visit our website at www.wyawradio.org. This program has been brought to you by WYAW 93.5 FM. Until tomorrow, may God bless you today.
A broken vessel, I offer you my will and my body to be used by you.
I offer up a sacrifice, which is me, and all of my life. A broken vessel, I offer you my will and my body to be used.
My heart,
my mind,
my
is controlled by
all of me,
all of me.
Oh.
Bearing all my sins.